Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I just come to you in prayer, just asking for prayer for all the sick and for the shut-in. Heavenly Father, I come to you just asking you just to just keep us all encouraged and uplifted at all times, and just keep us motivated and just know that we are working extremely hard to do the work that you've called us to do. And we're just praying for all the hosts and all the family members of GQ Palace Radio as well. A special prayer for Rich Money, our CEO and our host of the GQ Palace Radio, as well as all the family members, and a special prayer for the Belvins, who will be having their baby soon. Not today, but very soon. We're just praying for them as well. And we're praying for Partners in Prayer Global Ministries, as well as Eagle Wings Ministries and all of our callers and our listeners here at GQ Palace. And we're just thanking God in advance for all the blessings that he has yet to receive, that we have yet to receive. And we're thanking God for all the blessings that we have received already. And we're just thankful that we're coming here together on one accord and in unity to come together and just to call up his name and just to give him the praise and everything that we do. And thank you. Heavenly Father, we're just here together on one accord, and we're just thankful, and we're just thanking you for all the blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. I do apologize for that. I hope that everyone can hear me. I'm going to ask Rich Money if you can hear me. Can you just do a round of applause? Because I'm not sure what just happened. Okay. Thank you, Rich Money. Yes, so I am just to let everyone know that I am not able to work the studio this evening, but I do have my lovely fiance that's going to be working the studio for me. So everyone just please bear with us this evening. I'm doing it from my phone, and I'm just so excited. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back on the air, and I'm going to share what I'm thankful for. Today is the first Sunday, so we do not have a special guest this evening, but I've had so many things happen this week, and I just can't wait to share them with you guys. God is good. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back.
Come on, y'all. It's time to show some love. You know what, Kurt? I think you might like this. Listen.
Your soul to lead you, baby.
Throw your hands
Hello? And I do apologize. Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Just to fill everyone in on what's going on, I'm at a location right now, our new apartment, and I don't have internet just yet, so I am using my cell phone. So if everyone can just bear with us, because I'm trying to finagle everything together here. But we're going to go to our first caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Angela Parker, I'm excited because some brothers are on the line tonight. I think Elder Sam Knox and Elder Russell Grout. So just want to see if they're on.
We're going to put the caller back on hold, and then we're going to go to another caller as well. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
T.
Yes.
T.
Hello.
All right. Sure.
Hello?
Can I have a round of applause if you can hear me on the air, please? All right, so we're just going to go to a song. We'll be right back after the song. back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I do want to apologize for the technical difficulties that we are having this evening. I am at our new apartment, and I do not have internet service, so I'm using my cell phone for everything. So I prayed on it for the show, and I said, you know what, God blessed me with an apartment, and we are all extremely happy and we're thankful, so why not do the show tonight, even though I knew it was going to be a task because of the internet. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring T on the air with me. T, I'm just going to need some help from you tonight.
Okay.
If I can't get to the callers, or if I lose you at some point in time, if you can just keep talking for me,
okay.
And just continue on, and I'll have the switchboard operator just inform you of what's going on.
Okay, that's fine.
So I do want to thank you. I just volunteered your services, but God is good. So.
It's okay.
God is good. So I'm just
I try to fit in where I can.
Yes, thank you so much. And of course, before we actually get to tea, we're going to go to Evangelist Parker and bring her on the air because she has been waiting. And I do want to thank everyone for waiting for me. And I apologize again for the technical difficulties. Evangelist Parker, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. No trouble. I was excited because I think Elder Knox is Sam Knox, and I think Elder Russell Grout. Well, I know, and Elder Kenneth Silver may be on the line tonight. Some of the brethren.
Amen.
We have brother Sam Knox actually is holding, so we'll just bring him on the air as well. We won't keep him holding if we can just bring him on. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. How you doing, Brother Knox?
I'm doing great. Glory be to God. I just want to give glory to God. I just want to give glory to God tonight that I'm saved. I grew up in Harlem, and I grew up in the Bronx. I'm living in North Carolina, and I was born in North Carolina. And as I grew up and things started to happen and things started to take place, and there were just changes in my life and things were going on in the home. And so I went out into the world, and I started doing things. I started using drugs. I started selling drugs. I don't know how old some of the people are, but I grew up on 138th Street, 135th Street and 8th Avenue, and then we moved up on a Jackson Avenue and 163rd Street. And so I was very familiar with the streets. And as I got in trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble, but there was one thing that was going on that Evangelist Lillian Knox McGraw, who's my sister, she and her husband, they got saved. And I used to hang out with them. I used to party with them. We used to take two and alls and second alls and whatever. They didn't go any further than that. My thing was cocaine and heroin. And but they always prayed for me. They constantly prayed for me. And I just want to encourage the saints tonight that those members that are in your family who are not saved, continue to pray for them. Don't give up on them. And the thing that impressed me the most, it wasn't a great prayer that I received, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, but it was the lifestyle change that I saw in my sister and my brother-in-law. And I saw that change, and I said, who are these people? Who are these strange people? These are not the people that I used to party with. These are different people, and I was impressed with that. But it still took me a few more years, and I had to go through some hardship until I was in a situation where I had to just drop on my knees and just ask Christ into my life. Now, it has not been an easy road, even as a saved person. Sometimes that spirit of stubbornness will kick up, and we do have the flesh. But glory be to God, I'm growing. I thank God. I'm not making excuses. I'm not an excuse maker. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not an excuse maker. But I give glory to God that I am saved. I give God glory to God that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and filled with His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I went through the thing where one night, a person took a gun and put it to my head in New York and pulled the trigger and it misfired. 6-7 months later, I did the same thing to somebody. So God was all there because people were praying, constantly praying for me. I remember one night leaving my sister's house, and she said, you not going to catch the bus, you're not going to catch the cab home. And I said, no, I think I'll walk. And she said, well, I hope you meet Jesus on the way. And I said, yeah, and I hope he has money in his pocket. See, that was my attitude. But even then, she did not give up on me. And she continued to pray for me. There's people in our family, there's people that we know that it looks like they're not going to make it. But you know what? We walk by faith and not by sight. I believe that every member in my family who is not saved will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And that's my testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now that was a testimony.
Yes,
I thank you for calling in to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Of course, we're all family through Evangelist Parker, our partners for Prayer Global Ministry, and we do thank you.
They have man to man this Saturday. The men will be on the line, no women.
Ooh, and Rich Money, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening, Rich Money, because I was on Woman to Woman this Sunday. I mean, this Saturday, and I enjoyed myself. So
yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself. I was listening. You know, I enjoyed myself, though. But I want to just back up a little bit and just go to Evangelist Parker if she wants to share what she's thankful for or her testimony, and then we're going to go to T as well.
I'm just always thankful. If I just wake up in the morning, I'm grateful. God has been so good to me. It doesn't take much to please me. But I have so many things to be thankful for. My life being saved, I'm 35 years this year. Ups, downs, everything happening in my life, even after the 35 years. But I'm still here, and that's a testament of itself. 35 years with God in my life. I'm just very, very happy in Him and very grateful. And I know that this is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. So it takes the love of God. And with the love of God, you have your ups and downs and all kind of things happen to you, all kind of situations, but you still have your hope on God. And know that vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I shall repay. So when people do things to you, people lie on you, people try to misunderstand you, they try to blacken your character, hold on to God. God will handle it. He knows how to handle and deliver the godly out of temptation. So I'm very, very thankful. I'm very, very thankful for Sister T. I'm very thankful for Sister Polite and for Rich Money. I'm thankful for him, too, and I'm hoping he's feeling better. And then I'm just looking for God to do great things in his life, too. And hopefully he can join the men on Saturday for Man to Man with the number 559-726-1200. That's 559-726-1200, code 454-102. The men will be on the line at 9 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, pouring out their hearts to one another, just talking about whatever they want to talk about with no women in the way. Amen. That's all
Amen.
I have.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and for anyone that's not listening right now, you can always go back and listen to the archive if you've missed the number, and the number will be recorded on the archives as well. You'll be able to go back and hear the show after we get off the air this evening. Sister T, how are you?
I'm blessed, and I just want to thank God that, you know, the things that are happening in my life, the sickness that I was dealing with, you know, I'm not feeling so much of it now, and I thank God that, you know, I was led to the Real Partners in Prayer, because it has really changed me, and not only have I made a change, my family see a change in me, all of you all see a change, and I just thank God, and I can't wait for better things to just happen, because I know it's coming.
Amen, amen. And I see a change, and I do. I do. And I mentioned it last week with your post that you've been putting up on Facebook. I said, okay, now this is Sister T right here. You know, this is T.
Thank you. you know, I give all the honor and glory to God. And I also thank you and Evangelist Parker, you know, because I was struggling. You know, I was doing what T wanted to do. And I wasn't listening to nobody. But I thank God that I don't have to go that route anymore, that I wanted this change, and I'm working hard for it.
Amen. Amen. And I'll just share on what I'm thankful for. You know, I always complain of, oh, you know, I travel and I'm an hour away from, you know, my job and traveling back and forth. And, you know, I have been praying about it for a while. And, you know, God has definitely blessed us with a little apartment that's close to my job and to my little one's school. And we're here now. I'm thankful. You know,
yeah.
It's a little weird.
Amen.
You know, like I'm here now and I have no internet just yet, and I feel like I'm like echoed completely, you know, tonight. But I said,
you know what?
I spoke to Rich earlier and I said,
yeah.
I said, Rich, you know, I said, I'm not going to do Spiritual Sunday tonight because I have no internet service. I said, and the Wi-Fi keeps going in and out. I'm trying to take somebody else's Wi-Fi. And he said, oh, all right. And then I spoke to him again, and he said, why aren't you doing Spiritual Sunday? I said, I just said I have no Wi-Fi. I said, can you work the music? He said, yeah, I can work the music. I said, oh, you could take the callers? He said, yeah. I said, I'm doing Spiritual Sunday, babe. You know?
Amen.
I said, I'm
doing
it. And it feels so good. You know, it feels really, really good. And, you know, just to be able to be close, you know, to be close and not be an hour away. I'm an hour going to work, an hour coming home from work when I do my doubles. You know, it takes me an hour to get home, so I'm getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning just to get back up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do it again. And I said, I want to take part in different things, but I really can't, you know, because I'm traveling so much and I'm tired and I'm dozed off driving a couple times. And with the grace of God, I'm okay. You know, I'm not injured, you know, and then I'm thankful, so I'm thankful today for the apartment that we have been, you know, blessed with, and I'm also thankful for the patience and understanding, you know, that God has given me. You know, we had a big situation at my job on Friday, and when I tell you, you know, I just said to myself, I'm happy that I'm transformed, you know, because the old Lavina probably would have dropped her keys down and probably would have lost her job, you know, on Friday. And I was thankful, you know, that I didn't. And as soon as the situation happened, one of my coworkers got attacked. She's pregnant, and she's doing in July, and she got attacked by a patient, a 17-year-old patient on Friday. And it was so much. When I tell you it was so much, I just felt like she pushed her, and when she pushed her up against the wall. And I was just so... the words can't express how upset I was, you know.
Yes.
And then the patient went to her room and she put on her sneakers and was threatened to stab us, cut us, kill us. She was out of control, you know, on Friday. She comes back and she's throwing up her hands trying to attack us, and we're trying to block her, trying to get help to come, but help took forever. So when I tell you, it was me and my coworker, and it was God that was standing there, because when I tell you, only thing I could do is just look at her and just block her and grab her. And this girl, it has to be like 250-something pounds. Big girl, you know.
Jesus, and glory.
Extremely strong. Ooh. When I tell you, a part of me said, you know what? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, just give me, just help me out. This, just help me with this, help me with this. And I just kept praying to myself, because the only thing I could see is red looking at the patient. And then, you know, everyone's coming, and my boss is like, oh, polite, look out. So I turned my head, and I felt myself just, like, slipping mentally. And I'm like, look out for what? I'm not scared. I'm not worried. And I just stood firm in my spot. And she looked at me, and I don't know what she saw when she looked at me, but whatever it was, she walked straight around me and smiled. And that was that, like, that weird smile, and I just stood firm and was like, I'm not afraid, I'm standing still. And I stood right there and I stood my ground. And afterwards, you know, they said, oh, well, you know, polite, are you okay? But they had reviewed the camera, and I got punched in the chest, but I didn't say anything because my adrenaline was, you know, pumping so fast. You know, I couldn't really do, I couldn't think. I was just like, only thing I could think about is just getting my pregnant coworker out the way. I'm fine. I have my limbs. I'm good. You know, so I'm thankful that God was able just to be there for me mentally and just help me and just protect me and just cover
Thank
me
you, Jesus.
Because I am thankful. When someone says, oh, you know, are you okay? I'm fine. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I know God is the person that got me out of that job on Friday. Because the old Lavina would have just dropped the kick, dropped my keys down and just said, you know what, it's whatever. But I have to always remind myself that these are sick kids. Regardless of what they say, they're sick. You know, some of them are psychotic, some of them are behavioral, but this one patient, she got a little bit of both, and which is a bad combination as she's strong, you know, and she's extremely strong. And you have to remember, sick psych patient. That's all I have to keep saying to myself, is that she needs help, she needs help, she needs help.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who know me know that my mom is a breast cancer survivor. And as I'm walking, going down the hallway, after everything takes place, this patient says to me, I hope your breasts fall off. I hope you get breast cancer and die.
Oh, my God.
Like your mother.
That was Satan speaking through
when
her. That was Satan.
Yes.
When she said that to me, I looked at her and I smiled. And that's why I know when I'm here, and I'm here to say that I'm thankful and I'm transformed, because anybody else who knows me know that I don't handle that. That right there, that was the line to me. You know,
exactly.
It means everything to me. We went through cancer. She's 1 year strong. I cried about my mom. Like, that's something you don't touch. And when she said it, I just looked at her and smiled. And I didn't attack her. I just, you know, stood firm with, okay, that's
the
lesson.
To God be the glory, girl. That was God.
Yes. That was God. So I'm here to
say the whole situation was.
Mm-hmm. And God carried me this whole week. Carried me all day Friday, double, triple times, when Satan was right in my face, when the devil was there, like, you know what, I'm here, and I'm going to attack you, and I want to see what you're going to do. God was right there just covering me, just protecting me, and I'm not hurt. You know, my breast area was very sore. It was red. I put a cold pack on it, took some Motrin. I'm great.
Amen.
And then Saturday morning, we moved, and I'm traveling back and forth. I'm thankful.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I owe everything to God, and I'm just thankful.
Amen.
That's my testimony of this week and what I'm thankful for. We do have a caller that we're going to go to, I believe. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday.
Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Brianna, and sorry I'm kind of shaky here.
That's okay, Brianna. Speak up where we can hear you, dear.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of shaky a little bit. I was just having like a little moment. And my testimony is that today, I don't know what happened today. I think God was talking to me, basically. And I just kind of cleared my mind and just started speaking in tongues and all that other, I don't know. But it was just kind of like a little relief, because I've been stressed out all week, the past 3 weeks, for some, I don't know why. But it was kind of, you know, just trying to, something was telling me to release myself. So I kind of tried to release myself, and it was kind of hard to release myself because I didn't know how. But I have two questions. Today we were talking about Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, as I can recall. And I was, like, super confused about that. And I was wondering, what can I do?
Oh, you just got saved a week or two ago. You're not going to understand everything in the Word as soon as you read it. Just keep reading it. And God will enlighten you. Go on the internet, and you can put that scripture in there, and it'll give you different interpretations of the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And it will break it down. Your commentary, it will break it down word by word for you. So that's how that can help you. Years ago, we didn't have all of that fancy stuff when we got saved, and it took longer. But just take the scriptures that you had today, take them to the internet and break them down, and it will break down everything for you in layman's terms where you can understand it.
Okay.
And there also is a translation There's a translation Bible. There's an interpretation Bible. And I do not have it because we just moved, so it's packed. But I'm going to see if I can find it before the end of the show, and I'll also I'll announce it on the show if I can get to it. So this way, that Bible also tells you the interpretation at the bottom, you know, for, you know, anyone that doesn't have the internet access. It does translate it for you, so this way you'll, you know exactly
very good.
What it's saying to you. It's a very good tool, you know, to have, especially when, you know, if you're on the phone with someone and you're doing like a Bible study or something with them, or if you're like on like a prayer line or something and they say a scripture.
She was at church. I think she was at church when she got that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the best time, because when I'm at church with my pastor, he doesn't have time to translate to me. And when he can go over it. I'm going to see if I can find the book, so this way you can also, if you're interested in purchasing the book. But online nowadays, with all the technology that we have, that's the best, you know, source that we can use. You said you had one more question, Brianna?
Yeah. I know this is kind of like off topic, but I feel like that I'm being regretted. And so what should I do about that?
About who?
What do you mean regretted, Brianna? What does that mean?
Like, I'm being, like, they're not dissing themselves, but they're leaving me without me noticing to the last minute. And that I'm being, like, left out.
If you're being left out by people, maybe you shouldn't be with those people. People are dissing you. You talked to me before about the bullies and people were bullying you. Maybe the people that are leaving you, you don't need to be with them. You need to see why. If somebody left you, they were supposed to take you somewhere. If somebody is saying they don't want your company anymore, just find out what the deal is and accept whatever it is and move on.
Maybe because you saved.
Yeah, you just got saved, a couple of weeks ago. It might be.
It's been 5 weeks.
Well, five, So
but
you
it,
have a different lifestyle now, dear.
Exactly.
And it could be God removing certain people from your life for
there
a week.
There you go.
You know, because when I first got saved, I had a lot of people in my corner that just was there, you know, and it was a negative energy, but at that time I was with the negative people and they weren't uplifting me. And once you get saved and you start walking different and you accept God as your Lord and Savior, it's time to be transformed and live your life the right way, and you're saying, okay, God, I trust you. It's going to be many people that was in your life that's not going to be in your life, you know, and they're going to distance themselves. But I always said it was God's way of removing certain people from our circle.
That's right.
Amen.
I was removing them. Anything that was negative or wasn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're going to have a whole new life, baby.
Yep. A new self.
And Brianna, when I first got saved, I found out that that I used to associate with, they became very uncomfortable around me. They didn't know how to speak. They didn't know what to say, because all I was saying was Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And about the question thing that the evangelist was talking about, I would just ask. If I didn't know, I would just ask somebody, and sometimes several people. But as Sister Polite said, there's going to be people in your life that God has a way of removing them, because some people, they can be attached to you even though you are saved, and they don't need to be in your life. And I thank God for those people that he removed from my life. That I was attached to. Your lifestyle, your new lifestyle of being in Jesus Christ and Christ in you, will make a whole lot of people uncomfortable.
That's right. They may be toxic relationships that need to resolve anyway.
Can I include family members too?
Yes. You can include whoever it needs to be. They may be family members. Yes.
Okay.
They might not want to be around you either. It doesn't matter whether it's family or friends. It may be that. Now, you handle those in different ways according to knowledge, you know, because you know your brothers and sisters when you live in the same house with people if they're not all saved just like you. you know, there are certain ways that you have to carry yourself to keep peace. But some of them might not want to be around you if they're not saved. But you handle that with love and with knowledge. And God will lead you on how to handle those type of things when they're family members.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And just continue to stay, you know, focused and encouraged at all times, because then, you know, the enemy's going to be right there, you know, especially too with the transformation and being saved and walking a different way than other people. It's going to be different things that's going to constantly present itself, you know, and you want to make sure that you just, you know, you just pray a little bit more and you continue just to stay, you know, focused and, you know, humble yourself and just ask God to give you knowledge and understanding and wisdom to be able to deal with certain people.
Amen.
Okay.
And we're going to go to another caller as well. Welcome to Jeeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, this is Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Barry. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Would you like to share your testimony or what you're thankful for today?
Yeah, I'm thankful for a lot, because I'm just listening to the young lady that was talking, and she's only been 5 weeks saved, and that the best thing is, like, when people it's hard to say, but to turn against you, because that means you're doing something right, because the people you was hanging out with is still doing the worldly thing, and then when you come saved and commit yourself to the Lord, you're going to live a different way, and they're going to be uncomfortable with it. And I go through that every day with my family and even, like, my roommate and stuff, you know. If they're not living a godly life, they get convicted and they feel uncomfortable, because they're still living in the world and you're trying to transform. And it's going to be a conflict in interest, but it's for your benefit, because God said that they hated me before they hate you. So it's a challenge and a struggle, but it's well worth it, because you suffer in life no matter what. But it's better to suffer for God and get blessings than to suffer for destruction. So life is about encouragement or discouragement. And if you live the worldly life, you know, you're going to be discouraged. But if you live the godly life, you're going to be encouraged. That's in the long run. So I want to share that. And, I go through that with my family. Like, when she said the major thing is your family, because I'm like, I'm trying to show my family this and that. And I'm like, all I'm doing is getting dots and dots and, like, criticism. And this whole week, even my old pastor in Florida, just because, you know, they can't manipulate and control me, they get mad, you know. And my family used to be able to control and manipulate me. And now I stand, like, you know, stand up for God's word, and they don't like it. But, you know, you still got to do it. It's a struggle, but it's well worth it, because you got to separate yourself from other people. So I'm just saying mostly to the young lady that it's uncomfortable, but it's worth it. And it's hard, but it's, like, that narrow path is not easy, but it's well worth it, because there's, God is going to protect you, and there's way more rewards in it. So that's what I want to say in my testimony, that I go, you know, it's a struggle, and it's hurtful. It's hurtful, but, you know, in the long run, it'll be okay. That's my testimony.
Amen.
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 Amen. We're going to go to the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement. We have Evangelist Parker, and we have Brother Sam Knox on the line, as well as T.C. Holland.
Amen.
I guess for the spiritual leaders for words of encouragement first.
Oh, they would, you know, Brother Knox, you can speak. I think we've already addressed what she said, and we could go on to, if you have other callers, if you don't have other callers, it's always things that can be said, but we don't want to confuse a new person. You just want to encourage her to grow, take your time. You know, you're just new at this. Just go. Most of all, pray. Pray and develop. Right now, work on your relationship with you and God. Kind of block everybody else out and everything that people think, and kind of develop that relationship that you'll have with him, just like babies do. You know, when you're a baby and you start a relationship with God, it's like you tighter than tight. I was 4 years old when they started telling me about God, and I had this imaginary thing about him and just talked to him about everything. And now, you know, you're 20, 21, 22 years old, 19 or whatever, and you have this special relationship with Jesus. Engulf yourself in that, and it will help you in all of the other things that you have, because you got this new special friend now. that you can talk to about everything, and you will find yourself withdrawing from all the hurtful things and going into your room, getting into your Bible, getting down on your knees. You'll find yourself praying more, and the more you pray, God will work with you in the spirit realm. And he'll start encouraging you and changing your personality and enlightening you and making you strong. This is a personal thing between you and God.
Amen.
He will lead you and guide you. We can give you all kind of advice and tell you all this. But, baby, one thing I have learned in life, my relationship with God was personal, and he helped me to get through my husband leaving me. All kind of stuff happened to me when I first got saved, and God brought me through because I stuck to him like glue.
Amen. Amen. We're going to bring on another caller as well. And before we bring on this caller, I just want to say happy birthday to Pastor Kathy Holland. Happy birthday, Pastor Holland. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Happy birthday, sister.
Happy birthday. Amen.
I love you.
I love all of you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Would you like to share your testimony or what you're thankful for this evening?
Oh, I'm just thankful to God for allowing me to see another year. And as I began to look back over my life, I'm only here by God's grace and by his mercy. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not perfect by no means. But one thing I am faithful to the God that I serve. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to give words of encouragement. I may have missed part of it to the young lady that is a new babe in Christ. And that's just what it is a new babe in Christ. If we think about children, they go from babies to infants to adolescents, and we grow in stages. You can't take a one-month-old baby and give it GURPS number 4 baby food.
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow the Lord to grow you. The Word says that you're a new creation, that all things have passed away, so anything new has to be developed. Amen. So
Amen.
Just take your time, as the sister encouraged you, to seek God in prayer. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, God will lead you. Learn to hear the voice of God. He said his sheep know his voice. So I would encourage
yes,
you
yes.
to slow your roll and wait on God. You know,
Amen.
Sometimes we're new in Christ. We want it all right now. We want to be like Sister So-and-so. Oh, I want to have my praise going like that. You don't know what they went through to get that praise that they got going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So I don't want what nobody else got. I want what
That's
God
it.
Wants. What he
Amen.
Wants me is his perfect will. Because we can't be like everybody. Because we have to be who God wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time. Seek him. Get into the word. If you don't understand it, just say, now, God, I want to read your word. And I'm praying for revelation knowledge of this word, God. Some,
yes.
not, some things you're not going to understand. Some things I still don't understand. But one thing I do is lean wholly on him. In Psalms 32:8, he tells us that he will teach us his ways. He will instruct and teach us. So
mm-hmm.
allow him to grow you. Truly get under the leadership of a Bible-based church. You know, where you can work out your soul salvation. But this grace is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to those that endure. You know, it's like a sprint. You can't start this race running at 100. You just got to take your time. Because it's just like a car. If we drive it at 100 miles an hour too long, we're going to run out of gas quicker than if we drove it at a steady pace. So I would encourage you, my sister, just to take your time. God's time.
Yes.
Let God, his time is not like ours. He may not want you to have it all, but when he gets ready to give it to you, when he can trust you with it, when he knows how much you can handle, and he's a good God. He's a giver of good and perfect gifts. He's
Amen.
Not going to give He's not going to give He don't want you to be spiritually choked. He don't want you to get spiritual indigestion. You know what I mean? So he will
mm-hmm.
give you what you need.
Amen.
When you began to be overwhelmed, and I heard you talking about people, the Bible teaches us in Proverbs that iron sharpens iron, so is the counsel of the man's friend. You need to get with people that are like-minded. And I think someone mentioned it to you. Be around positive Christian people. You know, but allow the Spirit to lead to the right people. honey, there's sometimes that you got to turn your back on family. Because they can use to come against you in your beginning stages of walking with the Lord. And it is a relationship. It's a personal relationship. It's not an affair. It's not something you do every now and then. This is something you got to work on all day long. And if you just continue to pray and seek him, I declare to you, once you go call back on this line and you go say, guess what, y'all? The Lord has done this and done that, because only he can make you to be who he purposed you to be when you were in your mother's womb. He knew who you were going to be.
Amen.
But the most thing that a lot of new converts can't do is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. The past is just what it is. It's the past. Mm-hmm. Be encouraged. I just thank you all for the opportunity to speak a word for the Lord. Truly, God is good in this season. Be safe. Stay safe.
Amen.
Stay inside. Stay warm. And may God richly bless each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday again,
God
Christy.
Bless you with many more.
Thank you, God bless.
We miss you here on Spiritual Sunday in New York. Welcome back anytime.
I miss you all, too. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. All right. Oh, we're going to bring on another caller as well. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday.
Hey, hello. This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hi. How's everybody doing there tonight?
Bless. We're doing fine.
Good. I just wanted to give a short testimony. Of course, I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God, as we all are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just listening in and, you know, being a newborn, a baby in Christ, you know, and it is that, as they were saying, that personal relationship with God. And it is that relationship. It's between you and him. And I know that becoming a Christian in my walk, a lot of my old friends are not my friends anymore because I'm in a walk with Christ. You know, some of my family members aren't walking the walk that I do, and we're no in contact. There's times that you have to, you know, let people go, you know, and that walk. And I call up, you know, a few times a week to my friends, and they won't even pick up, you know, and I started giving up, you know, just say, hey, I just wanted to say hi to him, you know, and, you know, but, you know, it, like she was saying, it's a, God knew you, he formed you while you were in your mother's womb, and he has a plan for you, and it says that, you know, you train up a child, and that's what it is, being trained, and it's a daily walk, and he won't give you too much that you can't handle. And that, and like pray. He shows us the mysteries. He shows us the mysteries of heaven and the kingdom of God. And just continue to learn more about Jesus Christ each day and God's love that he has for his children. Because God is love. You know, and that's one thing. I'm just so grateful that God never turned his back on me. Because I always say in my testimony, this is a faithful saying worthy of all expectation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, who I am chief.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't come to Christ till I was 49 years old. And I was an alcoholic, a drug addict of drug addicts. And I'm just here today just showing that God is love, man, and he's there for you. His door is always open. He says, I am the door. He's there 24/7, and I just thank God for him not going ahead and say, well, he's not worth it, because we are worth it, each and every one, even the sinners. He's still there for you. That door is still open.
Amen. Thank you, God.
He's still there.
Yeah.
And that's where he always keeps that door open. You know, and cry out to him. If you're struggling with anything, get down on your knees. Talk to him. It's a one-on-one. And he's there listening. And I'm just grateful for that we have a God that is love, you know, and that and he does it. And he always has an ear for us. He always hears. And that's why I'm so grateful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to turn the floor over to Brother Sam Knott, if you can just, or Evangelist Parker, if you could explain, we have like two brothers on the line in Rich Money listening in, if you can just explain to them a little bit about Man to Man this Saturday, the time.
I've already given it to him, honey. He had me on private call.
Oh, he did?
And I've given him the information. But Brother Sam didn't get a chance to comment if he had some extra comments. He didn't. So the rest of us did. I think. Sister T.
I did everything that secretary was supposed to do. I had spoken to Elder Boyd.
About the sister.
I'm sorry.
What I was talking about was we have Brother Kenny and we have Brother Barry that just called in. So I was looking for someone to give the information to them for, you know, the phone number and just explain to them about Man to Man coming this Saturday.
Man to Man is a group that was founded by Evangelist Parker. And it's a group with men only, and they can discuss their issues. And one of the things I found out as a man that we have a tendency to hold things in. But in Man to Man, you'll be free to say what you want to say and get feedback and get prayed for. So it is a good, powerful group. You brothers still on the line, the telephone number is 1-559-726-1200, and the code is 454-102 pound. And we would love to have you on board. We would love to hear your issues, because we all have issues, and we can discuss them, and we can give feedback, and we can pray about them, because we don't dispel that lie. That men, you know, are weak in the body of Christ. You know, I don't receive that about myself. No. But you know, we have to support one another. We have to support one another according to the word. Word is quit ye like men.
Amen.
That means act like men. Don't act just like any man, but act like a godly man. So I'm hoping to hear you brothers on Saturday, 9 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time. 8 o'clock, Central Time.
That's PM or AM?
7 o'clock.
AM.
7 o'clock is.
7 o'clock Mountain and 6 o'clock Pacific.
Not AM?
It is AM.
AM, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 726 what?
559.
Right.
726.
Yes.
1200.
1200, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the code that he gave you?
Yes, 454-102 pound, right?
That's what Elder Sam said. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Man to Man comes out of Men of Empowerment. We have Women of Empowerment and Men of Empowerment in this ministry. Uh-huh. And that's where that was formed from, Men of Empowerment, that is a part. Mm-hmm. And we sisters don't know what y'all talk about.
That's right.
It's none of our business. That's y'all.
No, that's why we don't have our own radio station. You know, we don't go shout it out where you girls can hear.
Right. So they get on the line and they talk about whatever their needs are. And these men are humble men because they're part of Partners in Prayer, but they're very humble men. To me, I feel that they're humble, because anytime you can have men to be on the line with women and in a ministry with women, to me, that's humble.
Yeah,
so they are humble men, and they're loving men, kind men that care enough about each other to minister out to everybody in need. So we're open to the masses. So, amen.
Can I share something, Barry?
Who? Who is this?
This is Barry. Can I just say something?
Oh, yeah. You said this is Barry. Can you share something? Yes. You're
talking about something
right
else besides man? Oh, of course.
Yeah, no, I want to say. Nah, it's true. Like what you were saying, that you know, it is a humble man to admit and to be in line with a woman, because that's a true man. Because when you're prideful and everything, you want to keep everything in and think you're a man and you can handle nothing, but you're just a fool, and that's ignorance. But a real man could admit that their shortcomings, whatever else, and you know, and God says, like, if you admit when you're weak, I'm strong. So God will carry you and stuff, but you got to open up and admit your shortcomings, and God will, he'll be your strength. But you got to, like with this call line, you got to call in and share all your weaknesses, and then as brothers, we can support each other. So that's what I wanted to share about that.
Yes, you're right, because, mm-hmm. see, those men, they work with me, and I'm the head of the partners in prayer, but they're still with me. So
right,
I think that's
right.
that's humble right there, because most men don't want women telling them anything. So, yes, mm-hmm. I admire them for being
Amen.
There to hold
you know,
me up. I thank the Lord for them.
Yeah.
You know, the most humbling thing that we can do as Christians is wash each other's feet.
Yes,
I
yes.
I guess that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter man nor woman.
Yes.
You know, we're disciples.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. He says, come, follow me. I will
That's
make
right.
you fishers of men.
Right,
he didn't
yeah.
just, you know, not just men. You got to remember, Mary was there. Mary Magdalene was a disciple.
Come on.
There were many women disciples.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to wash each other's feet. We're not supposed to, because they're a woman, kick them to the ground. No, we're supposed to lift each other up.
There you go.
You know, encourage us, you know, and share.
Mm-hmm.
Share the same thing that God is showing us to them, and God shows you to us.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that's showing the love of Christ. You know, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Please go out and preach and teach the good news.
That's
to those
it. He's in you
world.
In the book, brother.
Right. You know, iron sharpens iron. That doesn't mean it has to be man or man. It could be woman or women. Like
you're right. Absolutely.
Yep,
absolutely.
Sharp as iron, you
hey,
know. It doesn't have to be a man or man or woman or woman. It could be a couple together or people in Christ. How about that?
Look at the fine ministers, pastors, women pastors, you know, that are out there. Joyce Meyer, one of the biggest, you know, congregations.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many men are sitting there listening, buying her books.
Yes.
Anointing. God gives everybody the anointing. You got to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and while we're on the topic, though, what words of encouragement would you guys give to our teenagers, our young adults, you know, that would help them at their time of need? What would you say to them?
That they can
Go
have,
ahead, Barry.
I would say to them, they can have a relationship with God, male or female.
Right.
They can get involved with their local church, their family church, or the church that God sends them to. Do you know that God sends some teenagers by themselves to a church that their family doesn't go to, but that's the church? I have a good friend that he wanted to come to Bethesda Temple Church, but the Bethesda Temple Church was not the church of his family, but that's where God sent that young boy,
mm-hmm.
because he started praying to God, seeking godly advice. God leads you to spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you spiritual advice. And then these young people can come to God just like we come to God. And then we that are their peers should be able to talk to them, to lead them in whatever area they need to go. But they have to develop their own relationship. We've got to let them know, go to Jesus. I don't know how to go to Jesus. This is how you go to Jesus, baby. Dot, 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 dot. And we're that
right.
example. And then that's how I learned how to pray. I didn't want the baby prayer anymore. I was going, now lay me down and sleep. I pray to the Lord. I told my uncle I was 4 years old. I said, don't give me that baby prayer no more. I want the grown-up prayer.
She wants the beat.
I want the grown-up prayer. And he started, I learned how to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And next thing you know, by the time I was 5 years old, I was down there going, oh, Lord Jesus, help my mama, help my grandma, Our Father which art in heaven. All of that.
Amen.
Yeah,
so lead them. Lead them the right way. That's all we have to do is be that great example for them.
Amen.
Right, that was a great question, because we have a large generation with our teenage and our youth that
mm-hmm.
They have no I remember when I was a kid, even though it was a single parent that was raising the parent, we used to say Mrs. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so. There's no respect, and there's a large generation, and there's a lot of youth. I say a lot, like 60-70% is just out there lost and hurt and bitter because
uh-huh.
they have no values and everything else. And we need to reach out, because I think that was Lavina that said that about our youth. And then
yep.
we need to rise up, because, you know, it's a lost generation, really. It really is. And we need to rise up, especially as Christians, and be role models for even if there's no father or mother, whatever it is, and for our youth, because it's really a lost generation, and we have to like take a stand on that. And that's really a good question, because we have to really have to help them, because there's a lot of lost people and a lot of hurt people out there, a lot of teenagers.
Yes, it is. I call them new nation in partners in prayer, because they're the new, and that starts from the babies. So the babies, I talk to the babies when they're on the line and they're in the background and everything. Mm-hmm. You want to bring them up. They used to read scripture on Fridays.
Yeah.
We used to have them on the line reading the word, because we don't want them to miss out. We don't want them to get lost in the trenches.
Amen.
So we have to start talking to them. Pay them some attention wherever you are. Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
Yeah. And it's funny, because I worked in the school system for like 20 years, and so many kids, like, they came up to me and said, you don't know how you changed my life, because you did this. And then I did a safe summer program for 10 years and stuff, where we did safe summer program in the summertime and got the kids off the street. And I used to work like two or three jobs, like doing security, and I did something like outside. I used to take them to the pool and everything. And so many people, kids on my Facebook page are like ex-students. They're like 30-some years old, and they're like, wow, you know, you made a difference. You know, and now I need to really get back to do that, because that's what it's about. Like, when you become a Christian or whatever, you need to give back. It's not receiving, it's giving back, you know, and be thankful for. I did a show last week about that, being thankful for whatever. You know, I go over my aunt's house, you know, she's 92, and my other aunt's 75, and it's like, you know, the elderly and the kids, you know, that's like, you know, I feel comfortable doing that, because they help me out, and I can help them out, and there's a lot of lost kids, so we do need to give back and show love to them, you know, because a lot of people...
I worked with them for about 10, 12 years in the school system.
Yeah.
And no kid was a stranger to me.
No, me neither.
Right. No strangers, you all. Don't let children be around you and they're a stranger. Get involved with them.
Yeah. And a lot of times, there's so many kids I dealt with, and they bring it up now, you did this and that, but it was like thousands of kids I dealt with, and they never forget that, you know, and then, you know, that's like, you know, your legacy, too. Like, how did you impact another person or help? It doesn't be, and it's not all financial or whatever. It's like, you know, helping another human being, love thy neighbor. That's what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody's talking about a ministry. A ministry is right up in front of your face.
Right, and there's an orphan. Love the widows and the orphans. You know, there's a lot of single parents or whatever. Or there's a lot of orphans out there, a lot of black youth out there that's just, you know, just out on the street, and they think the gangs are their love, but that's a false thing. And we got to show, you know, we got to rise up and show them, because, you know, it's not about gangs.
But you know what? You know what part of the problem, though, with that is that, you know, the teenagers, the young adults, they tend to say, okay, this is my family, you know, and they tend to turn to the people that they feel, you know, that is protecting them, that's helping them.
Right, they think
but they're
getting the real love.
But they fail to realize that it's much bigger than that.
Yes.
You know, it's much bigger than, you know, the person standing next to you that just happened to, you know, take a bullet for you. It's much bigger than that. I wanted to go to Brother Sam Knox and to T and to Brother Kenny for to answer the question about what would you say to the youth.
Okay. Recently, I spoke to a very young drink. They expect honesty, first of all, because they live in a world of deception. So when you go before them, you have to be very honest, and you have to be led by the Holy Spirit as to what to say. So what I said to Mutt, I said to him, I said, you know, I just sell the drugs. You're 23 years old. There's only two possible ends, prison or death. I said, do you want that for your life? I said, man, you got a nice-looking wife. You got a couple of kids. I said, this is not the way for you to go, but you're going to wind up going that way. And then I wind up giving him a track. And now when he comes by, you know, he'll throw up his hands and he'll wave, and there's so much respect. Where there wasn't respect before for elderly people, you really have to be honest with the teenagers. You really have to go where they are at, because, as you said, a lot of them didn't have any fathers in the home. A lot of them have been talked about. I remember Bishop Jakes was saying that a lot of times the women or the mothers would constantly put down the fathers and the child, the male child. He would say, like, well, you talking about me. You know, well, who am I, that person? And they go out there, and just like Russell just said, they're out there. The sister just said that they're out there. They belong to gangs and to clubs and different things, because as you said, you know, you're willing to take a bullet for me. You're willing to die for me. But when we go out and we talk to them, we have to be very precise in telling them that, hey, there is a better life, a much better, better life. And give Lola your testimony. Hey, you know that thing, a lot of people watched American Gangster with Denzel Washington. Trust me, that don't even tell half the story. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in Harlem during those days. Trust me, that does not even tell half the story, you see. And
that's
so
right.
We're having these same situations down here. Last week, even while on the prayer line, AK-47s was going up. This tower is only 250,000 people. You know, they flying lines in the air. You know, just simple things. And you have to approach them. You cannot be afraid because God did not give us the spirit of fear.
Come on.
We don't have any fear. Mm-hmm. So when we go out there with love in our heart, number one, and we go out there with Jesus on our lips, and we go out there with truth and honesty and integrity.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Sam. Well, this is Brother Kenny. I would just like to say to the young ones out there that just as, you know, these ones that are in a gang and all that, that took a bullet, their friends will take a bullet for them. What did Christ hang on the cross for? For us, for our sins? For our sins to be? He's the one. Jesus Christ is the one that takes the bullet for us. He's the one who's, it was nailed. He took the nails into his feet, into his hands for you, brothers out there, these young people out there. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of churches in your neighborhoods. Instead of going to a gang party or whatever, walk it through that door of your church. Go find, as that lady was saying, go find a church. Go start a relationship. Start praying. You know, God's door is always open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to share that. And we have to walk out in faith to share it with them, to go out there and talk to them. We have to take that step in faith to share that. Because we know what the enemy does. He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what he's doing to our youth.
Amen.
You know, but God, faith, hope, and love overcomes that. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world, the Holy Spirit. We've already, it says it in John 44, 1 John 44, it says it, that we have already overcome. Because greater is he that is in me than he is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have Jesus in you. You have to accept him as your Lord, personal Savior. He'll show you the way. He'll direct your paths. You know, give him a chance. Out here in the world, we just see it happening every day. We see it on the news. You know, death and destruction. You know, there's two things that, you know, prison, or as the brother was saying, prison or death. That's where it leads to. But where does Jesus Christ lead you?
To heaven.
Life. Everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greatest gift.
Amen.
That's the bullet he took for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it.
Well, I would tell them, as we all know, it takes a village to raise, you know, our kids out here.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew what I know now, I would have been got closer to him. You know, and I have a lot of kids that, you know, like, come around me. So, you know, I've just been telling them, you know, hey, you got to remember, he died for us.
Amen.
You know, to make us, and for us to be a better person and live right, we've got to get closer to God. There's no other way. And I would tell them, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I feel much better now. These little crazy thoughts and dreams I used to have, I don't have those things anymore because I was feeling guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I always want to pray that, God, can you do this for me? God, can you do that for me? But then I had to think, what am I doing for him?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
You know, you got to get that personal relationship with him in order to be better and do better and walk right. I mean, you know, you can't go out here, you know, because when you're out there selling drugs, you're killing somebody else as well. You're subjecting yourself to go to jail or die, like you said, and it's not the way. You know, it doesn't make you cool out here selling drugs, cursing, just doing dumb stuff. And like I said, if I would have known what I know now, even though I'm still a babe in Christ, honey, I would have been got closer to him, because I wouldn't have went through all the issues, but that's in my past. And now I'm definitely leaving my past behind, because I don't want to go that road route again.
Amen.
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 Now, the reason, of course, I always ask a different question, you know, here on Spiritual Sunday, because we have younger listeners as well, and I just wanted to share a little story with everyone, and just remind everyone that the lines are open. The number to call is 646-238-38. Press 1 to go on the air. If you're listening from your PC, you do have to dial the number 646-238-38 to be able to share your testimony. But the story that I wanted to share is, as much as, you know, I go through a stressful time, you know, at my job, and I'm always, you know, talking about the patients there, you know, I love working with the patients. I love the different things that I can do, and I love what God has put in me to help them with, you know. And I had the one patient, and I knew something was wrong, and that's why I told the lady, I said, you know what, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And, you know, because I'm not an RN, you know, the nurse who is a registered nurse, she felt that I didn't know what I was talking about. And we have this one patient that came in, and the reason she came in is because when she was younger, she was gang raped. And because they raped her and they beat her, that made her think that it's okay to beat somebody else. So she's in a relationship with another patient that we actually had at the hospital 2 years ago. And the patient came in with a black eye and everything, and she said her boyfriend did it. Well, long and behold, we had the female that did it, the patient that's at the hospital now. And she said the reason she's there is because she keeps beating up her girlfriend. So I said, okay, you keep beating your girlfriend. I was curious to see if we had her, because we had a lot of patients come in there on the girls unit that experienced some type of rape or some type of trauma, and now they're into other women. And then we have the girls that just come in and they're just gay for the stay, is what I say. You know, they tend to, you know, team up with the biggest, baddest person on the unit, so this way they feel protected. Well, this patient told me the patient, and I said, you know what, she was here. And she said, yeah, I know. She said, but I keep beating her up, and I keep having a flashback. So I told the nurse that this is what the patient, you know, the patient is having flashbacks. And the nurse said, you know, no, that doesn't say, you know, it doesn't say in her chart that she has flashbacks. I said, okay, but look at her. When I tell you, she's walking around, she's pacing back and forth, she's rolling her fist back and forth, you could tell something's going on in her head. I don't have to be a nurse to figure that one out, you know. So I said to her, I'm like, listen, there's something going on. So I said, you know what? I'm going to work on building a relationship with this patient so I can get her the help that she needs, because it's clear that everyone else feels, just give her a pill, give her medication, and that's going to make her feel better. But that's not going to help her with her flashback that she's having, because she experienced the trauma of the rape. So long story short, I got a chance to speak to the patient more on a one-on-one. And she explained to me that she was gang raped, and the person that protected her and that didn't allow them to rape her bad. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, okay, rape you bad is what I'm saying to my head. You're saying rape you, what do you mean? But I didn't want to question her to make her relive the trauma. So when she said rape her bad, she said the one lady, you know, the one girl protected her. So I said, okay, that's who her girlfriend is. So that's why she, you know, started to look more to the female. So as I'm relaying the message to the nurse, like, listen, you know, you guys want to pay attention to what's going on. We have another one there who's very, you know, she's mentally retarded. but she has a little shape and she's very promiscuous, you know, another patient that's there. So long and behold, the patient told me that this one gave her the go-ahead, that she was interested. And I said, no. She can't give you the go-ahead because she's not there all the way mentally. So there's no way she gave you the go-ahead. You're confusing the signals that she's giving you right now. And she told me no. She told me she wanted to show me something. I told her, you know, I had a fever. She was going to give her take her temperature for her. And I'm trying to get the nurse's attention to let her know. And I said, you know what, God, I need me another job. I said, because these people aren't listening to what I'm saying. And I know something's going to happen with this one patient. So I'm praying. I'm like, all right, please don't let nothing happen to this girl. You know, she is mentally retarded, and this other girl is physically aggressive. Please don't let nothing happen to her. So I'm talking to the social worker now, to the doctor now, and everyone's telling me that this patient doesn't have flashbacks. I said, you know what? I'm going to take it a step further. So when the administration came over on a unit, I let them know, this patient is having a flashback. I can tell you exactly what she's about to do right now. And sure enough, less than 5 minutes later, we're standing in the hallway. The patient starts chasing the mentally retarded patient, saying she gave her the go-ahead. So what did I just spend a day telling you? That she's having a flashback. She's having a flashback. So guess what? They discharged the patient from the hospital. And before they discharged her, I said, you know what? Listen, you're going to go back to your placement. You're going to go to your group home. On Sundays, we have a show that we do. You could just listen. You know, you can just listen in. You know, just listen to what everyone has to say. I said, because I know you're not going to get up, you know, in the morning because it's school time. You're not going to commit to, you know, the Real Partners in Prayer. So start on Sunday. The owner and the founder of Partner in Prayer Global Ministry, she'll be on the air as long as, and other people. They're going to give you words of encouragement. Just listen. So this way you understand that Miss Polite wasn't lying. I wasn't lying to you that, yes, you had a flashback. Yes, I'm trying to get you help. But when I sat and I spoke to her, the first thing she said was, we were watching Joel Osteen on TV, and she said, this triggers me. And I'm like, what? She's like, this triggers me. God failed me. God wasn't there. So I have her walking around thinking God failed her, God wasn't there because she was raped. She was gang raped by these people, and now she's still around them. So the next question I have for you guys is, please give words of encouragement for this child. Because I can't say that she's a babe in Christ because I don't know if she's even saved, because before I can even get deep and root to the problem, she was discharged from the hospital and given more medication. So she was discharged, given more medication, and now she's at a group home where things go on. That's going to go on all the time.
So the people didn't listen to you, nothing that you had to say?
They
paid no
not,
attention to what you said for the child.
Can I tell you, they paid me no mind whatsoever because I'm a lead PA. My position is it goes administration, then it goes the charge nurse, who's the registered nurse, and then it goes me, and then it goes everybody else. Well, I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have an associate's degree. But the degree I feel I have and the degree that I was given when I worked at this job from day one is I listen and I try and advocate for these patients. And when the doctors and nurses come around for 5 minutes, I try to give them more than that 5 minutes to find out what's the root of the problem. Let's sit down and let's really talk about it. And when I sit and I build these relationships with these patients and I take certain information to administration and to the nurses and to the nurse managers, sometimes they listen. But this one particular patient, I feel it in my heart that we failed her. I said, you know what? We didn't do any justice by her.
Well, the system fails of people every day. They do.
Yeah.
That's
but this
why.
Is our future. But this is, you know,
if you can reach them one-on-one, you do the best that you can because the system is failing every day, 24 hours a day. So sometimes it's not the system. It's going to be that person that reaches out, that person that reaches out and can take the next step, talk to the parents, do whatever, try to help her. Now, if a person is listening in tonight and they feel in their heart that God failed them and then they're not physically or mentally capable of even understanding what we're talking about, I don't know how what we say is going to really make a difference to them just talking over this, you know, like this on GQ Power.
Well, I can tell you the one patient that I'm talking about, which when she gave me her word she was going to call in, she can comprehend exactly what we're saying. And what I'm in my heart and what I'm hoping for is I'm hoping that everything that's said on this line tonight, she will take heed to at least one thing. And that one thing will carry her and will keep her encouraged. And as long as she continues to at least remember that one thing, that's all I need. I could talk for hours and I could talk for days.
Can I hear
what I would like is just everyone to be able to
go
say
ahead. You give her,
he's saying
he has a scripture to share with her, because I was just thinking about a scripture too that she could put in her heart if she doesn't have a Bible. And if she's saying God failed her, we have to find a way that we can just reach her and talk out to her tonight, something that will grab her.
Exactly.
The Lord heals the broken and hearted, and he binds up their wounds.
That's
what he does. He heals the broken and hearted. If you're listening out there, he will take those wounds at you. He'll bind them up, and you'll remember them no more.
Can I say something, Lavina? This is Barry.
Yes, but was he finished with the scripture?
I don't know if he was finished.
Go ahead, Barry.
Make sure the young girl heard what you said, please.
Guys,
would you say that again?
Say it again, Kitty.
Barry, hold on.
Okay.
Before we continue, Barry, if you can just hold for a second. Kenny, I would like you to give the scripture again and give the scripture that it's under. So this way, if she does have a Bible, she can find it.
Okay, it's Psalms 147:3. The Lord heals the broken and hearted, and he binds up their wounds. Psalms 147:3.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Kenny.
You're welcome.
Barry, you would like to say something?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, what you said too is just a piece of paper, a title, because even though it's a doctor in the LPN, it's just a listening ear that counts more than anything. Because like I said, I did security for 20-some years, and then I did safe summer programs, and I coached for 10 years. And it's like a listening ear. So you could touch somebody. It doesn't mean what degree you have at all. You know, it's just a listening ear. So, I mean, if you're there to help somebody out and you can make it, that's all that matters. Because, I mean, I touched thousands of lives and I didn't know it. You know, just having a heart for the person that's crying out, whatever. And that's all it's about, is having a listening ear. It's not really what, you know, your credentials are. So that's my thing, and that's what I want to say.
Lavina?
Yes?
I would say, because I think the question was that she asked was that, why did God let this happen to me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the question. And if I ran across a situation like that, and if she has any understanding, I would pray that God would give her understanding. And I would say that there is a God of this world, and his name is Satan. And he causes these things to happen to us. And he calls these mean and evil things to happen to us. But sister, let me pray for you now. Let me encourage you that Jesus is on your side. That Jesus is love, that God is love, and that thing that you've been holding all these years, that bitterness, that root of bitterness, God would deliver you from that situation. If she has any understanding, you can pray that she has even more understanding and that she can understand what you're saying. There are millions of Christians out there right now who have asked that question, but have given their life to Christ just by another Christian, just holding their hand and giving them some understanding and giving them some love and giving them some words of encouragement.
Amen. Thank you, Brother. Amen. Thank you, Brother Na. T?
Yeah, I just want to say God would never fail us, sweetheart.
we think that he do. And he's always there. It's just certain things that happen where we think that he's not with us. But all in all, you have, like they said, wicked people. These people are evil. That's why it happened. You know, it wasn't God's doing. Trust and believe. But he's always with you. And you can count on that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, T.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, everyone is probably like, all right, well, does she believe that it's going to help? And I'm going to tell you, I believe that it will help. It will help
mm-hmm.
her to hear everything that she has heard this evening. And I'm hoping and praying that someone at the placement that she went to, that they can be a positive influence on her as well. I
mm-hmm.
think that I made an impact on her. And I'm pleased
mm-hmm.
with what I was able to do as a person myself. But when it comes down to the whole, the system itself, I believe that the system did fail her. And if she's not strong enough, the system will continue to fail her. But
mm-hmm.
I hope and pray that the more and more she surrounds herself by positive people, that will be able to help her. And if
uh-huh.
she takes one thing from what was said tonight, to me, I'll feel happy. And I'll be
Amen.
Pleased. And I know that God is pleased with us coming together in unity on one accord and being able to just say words of encouragement to this child, because this is
yes.
our future at the end of the day. She's 16 years old.
Yes.
This is our future.
Yes.
So if we
That's right.
her right now, then what are we going to do? And there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of kids that I deal with on a daily basis just like this. So
mm-hmm.
I might have, you know, the day of the extremely aggressive and, oh, God, I don't want this job anymore. Please help me. You know, I may have days like that. But you know what? Overall, I love being able to sit and connect
mm-hmm.
with each kid in a different manner. And the ones that I could save and the ones that I feel that I could have an impact on, guess what? I'm going to try and have an impact on them. I can't give them my own personal phone number, but I can give them
mm-hmm.
a number to Partners in Prayer Global Ministry. I can give them a number to the Spiritual Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I can give them different numbers so this way they can communicate with people. Because my thing is if she does come back, I can't have her say, oh, well, I communicated with Sister Polite. Well, I communicated with Miss Polite. I can't have her say that because then
right.
I would be in trouble. That's why
right.
I like
mm-hmm.
to forward her, you know, give the information to Partners in Prayer Global Ministry. This way they can help her further than
mm-hmm.
I can help her. But I was able to at least get to her a little bit to even say, okay, here's this number. Try this
mm-hmm.
person. This person can help you. You know, because
right.
my hands are tied when I'm with kids, and I don't want to feel like I failed them. So I feel like I did my job. I feel
yeah.
like, and I don't mean the job I get paid to do. I mean
right.
the job that God has called me to do. I feel like I did it because
mm-hmm.
I was able to relay the message to her, get to know her, open her mind up to different things, and let her know that God didn't fail her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, express to her that you can't do the domestic violence. You can't walk around hitting people and think that it's okay. But we got to
mm-hmm.
remember that the domestic violence is it's alive nowadays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's an echo coming from someone's phone.
Yes.
Can mute your phone, please? There's an echo. Thank you. But domestic violence is alive nowadays. It's going on in so many homes where the children seem to think it's okay to hit people and express themselves that way. But guess what? I want to tell them that you don't have to be abused. You don't have to be hit with the extension cord, because I know back in the day I got it. You know, mama's boyfriend can't beat you because you won't have sex with him. Guess
yes.
what? There's different people out there that can help you. If there's someone out there that's
Amen.
Touching you, please make sure that you can get the help that you need. And before we end the show, we're going to make sure
Thank
that
you.
We give the phone numbers for people that can help them, which
that's
is Partners
right.
in Prayer Global Ministry. I'm just here to just come together on one accord and just open up different doors. And if I can relay people and pass people over, like, you know what, this ministry can help you. They can help you. There's man-to-man on Saturday. That's why I asked to give the information out again, because I want all the brothers to call in. Mm-hmm. I want all the brothers to call in, because guess what? The brothers calling in, that'll be able to help the younger generation mm-hmm. as well, because that'll help them be better fathers. That'll help them express themselves better to their kids.
Amen.
You know, that's right. When we had Woman to Woman on Saturday, I wish that I was paying attention in advance, because paying attention in advance to Woman to Woman, a lot of younger women could have called in on Saturday. But
yeah.
we have like different things like that, and Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, they have their programs and stuff going on. Please make sure that we all have the information. We can share the information online. You know, if you feel it's something that's beneficial, you know, to
mm-hmm.
a spiritual Sunday, share it. Because guess what? When I say, okay, can we share information? Is it something that you have going on? Share that information. So this
mm-hmm.
way, everything that you're doing, we know about it here on Spiritual Sunday. The callers here know about it on Block Talk Radio. And then we can relay the message to everybody. So that's
Amen.
The message. That's the point that I'm making, you know, to everyone. Just letting them know that, you know, we can tag team it, and we do everything that we have to do. But the goal is to save somebody's life.
That's right.
Amen.
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 The goal is to save a life.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to save a life. That's
and bring them closer to God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's what we have to do.
That's a must. You got to get close to God. You know, and a lot of things think is bothering you, it would make a difference. Trust me. I'm a living witness to tell you. And if you got to talk about it, you know, you can't keep it bottled up, because if you do, it just makes it worse. And once you do the forgiveness, phew, you'll feel 100% better. Like I said, I'm a living witness to being molested as a child. And
mm-hmm.
it was hard for me, but, you know, it took me 40-plus years to forgive. But now that I've forgiven, I mean, I feel so much better, because I know that's the only way that I'm going to get into the gates of heaven, too, is to forgive, regardless of how bad it was. You know, but as far as God failing you, don't ever feel like he failed you, sweetheart. Get on your knees and pray about it, and talk to God. Personally talk to God about the situation, and I guarantee you, you'll feel a whole lot better.
Amen.
That's right.
I always tell people that God's not through with you yet. You know, I tell anybody that when I didn't love myself, God was right there. When I was going through the trouble, the storm of different things happening to me, when I was younger, to elevating into a woman and then having a child at a young age and just feeling left out, just feeling all clueless by myself and depending on a man to guide me through the way that didn't work out, guiding me anywhere except for to all negative things. Guess what? When I didn't love myself, God was right there, and God
Amen.
Was not done with me yet. And
mm-hmm.
as I sit and I say, you know what? Sure, I got a testimony. You know what? Everybody has a testimony. When you sit back and you reflect on your life, you have something that you went through that you're still holding on to, and you got to let that go. You got to let it go, and you got to start to forgive, because I'm telling you, now that I'm older, I can forgive. And
mm-hmm.
before we even started Spiritual Sunday, I always said, you know what, I'm having a hard time forgiving my brother. You know, I'm having
mm-hmm.
a hard time. I'm having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, well, how can you not forgive? How do you not forgive him, but yet you have Spiritual Sunday? Guess what? God didn't say, oh, Lavina Polite, you're perfect. No, what he said was, when I sat and I prayed and I said, God, I want to do this, you know, and God gave me the go ahead, and then it just so happens that it fell right in my lap. And I knew that it wasn't by coincidence that it happened. I knew that that was God saying, you know what? She can be that person to bring people together on one accord and just have someone save somebody's life. And it was starting with me, starting with what I was going through and how I felt that, you know what? I gave up my life and I raised all these kids. But at the end of the day, what happened to me? Who's there helping me? Everyone said, I'm going to help you, but nobody helped. And that left me to do different things that I had to do to be able to take care of me and my family. So guess what? When I sat and I prayed about it, I said, you know what? I have to make sure that I forgive. And I asked the question right on the air, is if I don't forgive this person, you know, do you think that that blocks my blessings? You know, or do you think that by me walking around holding a grudge against my brother, do you think that's beneficial for me? Do you think that that helps me?
So guess what? When I sit and I do Spiritual Sunday, it helps me as well. Hearing everyone's
right.
testimony, listening to the special guests that we have come on, just being able to listen to Partners in Prayer Global Ministry, they've helped me more than Evangelist Parker, more than you'll ever know. You guys
Amen.
Have helped me.
Amen.
You guys have helped me. And in the morning, I don't say nothing. I sit and I listen. But guess what? I'm
Amen.
A work in progress as well.
Yeah.
So there's no perfect person out there. Everyone comes together, and we come together on one accord to be able to save somebody's life.
Amen. If that
Amen.
Young baby has a Bible, because I know we gave him the one verse coming out of, I believe it was the Psalms, but if she could take Psalms 27 and keep that Psalm in her heart and read that Psalm 27, it'll be a big comfort to her.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. If she could keep that Psalms 27, and she might even memorize it and just keep it in her heart, that'll be a blessing to her too.
Amen.
Psalms 27.
Amen.
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 Amen. So at this time, I'm just going to open up the floor for anyone that does have anything else that they'd like to share, and then we'll do the announcement when we're finished. If anyone has anything else that they'd like to share, any other words of encouragement, or if it's even something about your own testimony, you know, that you want to share with someone, that when you sit and you reflect on your life or something that you went through and you came and you were able to over it and you were able to heal from it that you think someone else
yes.
might be going through, if you can
yes,
give words
yes.
of encouragement for that.
When well, my brother hurt my mother and she died, that was the most excruciating pain. I never knew anybody could hurt like that. When I lost my precious mother because my brother hurt her and she fell, hit her head. She had a heart attack, fell, hit her head on the bowl, the face bowl, and went out, and she never regained consciousness. So in a matter of 1 hour, my mother was gone from me.
Amen.
I didn't think that I could even live, you know, just to breathe it hurt. And to have that kind of pain, I had to forgive my brother, and I wanted to kill him. I wanted to personally kill him. Because when someone takes your precious mother away from you, it was something. But the Lord was there for me. I was saved when this happened, but God was there for me. So in your excruciating pain, a mother that is helpless, that can't help herself, you know, nobody is closer to you than your mother. I don't think it's nothing that we love in life more than we love our mother.
Right.
And I had to go through, it took me 3 years to heal, but in that time, God was with me, and he helped me to overcome all of my pain. I had to keep working, acting like a normal person. I was not normal. I was so grieved and so heavy, but I had to go, and I had to do a lot of work, had a lot of responsibility, had to go and work with hundreds of people and do big events and just hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. But on the inside, I couldn't see. Kings were caving in on me, everything. And that song just came out, Mama, You Know That I Love You, or whatever, by those little boys to men. And, oh, God, everything. They were playing it to death. You turn on television. You turn on commercial. That song was there, and I just cried, cried, cried.
Yeah.
But the Lord healed me. And afterwards, then he told me, I was showing it to you all the time. He was showing me in my dreams about something was going on with my mother, but it was me, and I did not catch it. But when I went to go get my mother, and I told my mother 2 nights before she died, I said, he's going to kill you, and I'm coming to get you Saturday when I move and I put my last piece of furniture down, I'm coming and getting you and taking you out of there. You cannot stay over there any longer. And that was on a Tuesday, and she died on a Thursday night. And so my world was just crushed down, you know. But even in that kind of pain, God can take you. I didn't cold charge God with no folly. He told me the last time I saw it, you didn't kiss your mother goodbye. I didn't know he was telling me I wasn't seeing her anymore. I heard him like I'm talking right now. I ran down to my car to get back to work, and God said, you didn't kiss your mother goodbye.
My God.
Just like that. And I went to run back up there and kiss. I said, I sure didn't. But she was talking to one of her neighbors. I said, oh, I kiss her when I see her Saturday when I move her out of here. Not knowing that was going to be the last time. Now that echoed to my head so much. So many times I could hear God saying, you didn't kiss your mother goodbye. You didn't kiss. I said, I didn't even get to kiss her goodbye. Pain, 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 pain. But I did not charge God with any folly. I did not take no attitude. You let him take my use. Humbled myself and went through my hurt and my pain and my crying and my crying. Lord, 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 you always showed me stuff. And then after 3 years, he said, I showed you. And he did. He brought the dream back to me. I was telling you in the dream. But my mind was so busy in other places that I wasn't paying attention. I'm just saying that God can heal you everywhere you hurt. That pain made my husband leaving me and other stuff that I went through feel like nothing. There was nothing to compare to your brother hurting your mother.
Amen.
So we do go through all kind of pains, molestations, all kind of things we go through. But God was right there for me. He'll be right there for you, my dear heart. If you're listening in tonight, that God comforted me and he saw me through that horrible, horrible pain where I couldn't breathe, and when I would get in my car, it seemed like the car was closing up. When I went into rooms, small rooms, it seemed like the room was closing up on me. But I made it through, and you're going to make it through this time in your life too, and God will be there for you. That's what I have to say to her tonight.
Amen.
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 Before we continue, I just want to bring on one more caller. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to DQ Power Spiritual Sunday.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
This is Angie. How y'all doing?
Hey, Angie.
Hey. Hi. I was just listening a little bit. I just chimed in or whatever, and I was listening to Lavina speak about how, you know, we're all in work of progress. You know what I'm saying? And all have a story to tell at the end of the day. And when it comes to the Lord, we already know there's no plateau until that day we see his face. So every day we could be faced with some kind of adversity, you know, and just getting that word helps us to understand and how to deal with whatever adversities we have, you know what I'm saying? So I was just relating a little bit to what you were saying. It just made so much sense, you know, and I'm still learning to stop beating myself up for things that's happened in the past, because that's already done, and we can't undo that, you know. You know, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, you know, thinking that, oh, why aren't you in a better position that you're in, and different little things going on. But I said, you know what, Lord, how he works things is how he works things, and I accept it fully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fully. He didn't say it'd be easy, but he did promise it'll be worth it.
That's
so,
right.
Just allowing him to be in more control, you know, of things, of how I deal with things and stuff like that. So I thank and praise God on today, because he's just worthy. Just thank and praise him for him being him on all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever standard he holds me at, then that's what he does. I don't really worry about what anybody else has to think. So, but like you said, coming on one accord, being able to be put in a position where I can help somebody else, you know, sometimes a smile or a hug changes somebody's life.
Okay.
You know, okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetarily or physically,
mm-hmm.
like just, again, a smile or something. That, you know, can make somebody's, change somebody's day, or whatever the case may be. So when I do pray, you know, because a lot of times when we get on our knees, sometimes we don't even know what to pray for. So, you know, that's a lot of times we have to pray for that wisdom, pray for righteousness, you know. Grace, he's already given it to us. So we just have to learn to accept that. And, you know, a lot of times we have to be taught things, you know. So, and I just thank him for that. Thank him for, you know, for the people that he has put into my life, because good, the good, bad, and indifferent. because the good people, they show me how it is, you know, to be of help to somebody else. The bad people show me what to stay away from, you know, so I thank them for all of it.
Amen. Amen. And of course, we're thanking God for you, Sister Angie, one of the hosts of the Diva Squad on Wednesday night, herself and T and Rachel.
We're
thanking God for you guys, and we know that, you know, we're all a work in progress, and it feels good to be able to be surrounded by positive Christ-like people, you know, that on the same accord and living life right. We're thankful for you guys. Time is actually winding down this evening. We do have another show following Spiritual Sunday, Fogo Temple, with Brother Scribby Hunter will be coming on from 9 to 10, and it's 8:53 right now. So we're just going to just open the floor up just for the announcement, any announcement that anyone has for anything that you have going on this week that you'd like anyone to support in. If you can just give the information out. And then closing in prayer, if it's okay, I'd like to ask Brother Sam Knott to close in prayer this evening.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So we're just going to open the floor for any announcements that have to be made.
At 2:30 on Wednesdays, we have prayer for half an hour from 2:30 to 3 on our line, on our 559-726-1200, and the code, the 454-102, Evangelist Nora Cady is on the line, and we have prayer. We're coming off of our fast. We fast from 6 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, and they come on that last half an hour on that line. So if you have a prayer request or you want to come on the line for someone to pray for you for a particular situation, we have people that will be on our prayer line at that time. And then on Fridays, we have healing and deliverance for people to come on. Same number, same code to be healed of whatever your issue is, whether it's healing mentally, physically, or spiritually. We have that on Friday morning at 5:45 in the morning. It's 6:45 Eastern Time, 5:45 Central Time, 6:45 Mountain, and 4:45 Mountain and 3:45 Pacific Time. So you can come on, and we'll believe God with you, and God is working plenty of miracles. People are getting miracles.
Yes.
They get healed right on the line.
Amen.
So you can come on and join us for that if you need it.
Amen.
Amen. And then we said man to man is this Saturday. So
yes.
Sunday school, Sunday mornings at 9:45 in the morning. We will have Sunday school not on the air, but you can dial in. So if you're unable, you know someone that's not able to get out, they're physically impaired, they're sick right now, temporarily not going to church, whatever, we have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 Eastern Time, 8:45 Central, so on and so forth. You can call that same number, and we'll be there teaching Sunday school. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I believe that was all of the announcements. I'm not sure if Pastor Kathy Holland is still on the line, but if you have any announcements, Pastor Holland, you can just give the announcements out.
No, she had to go.
Okay. Well, we're just wishing her a happy birthday, and we're praying that God blesses her with many, many more. That is Sister T's sister, Pastor Kathy Holland. So if that's all the announcements, I'd just like to thank all the callers and the listeners for calling in and definitely listening to Spiritual Sunday. I'm thanking everyone that's on the line just for you being you and for you allowing God to use you to be a part of Spiritual Sunday and share your testimony and what you're thankful for. And I definitely would like to just say a special thank you to everyone for giving the words of encouragement to the young caller, Brianna, you know, as well as, you know, the young caller that I'm sure is listening in. I'm thanking everyone. I'm thanking everyone for all the words of encouragement and just for being able to help
save someone else's life, because that's what your testimony does. It saves somebody. And you might not never know about it, but your testimony is going to save someone's life.
Amen.
And we're going to close in prayer by Brother Sam Knott.
Amen. Thank you. I have surely sold myself short by not participating in this line, I'm telling you. I mean, really. Father God, is in the blessed name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship. We thank you for coming together. We thank you that our needs are met, our spiritual needs as well as our physical needs are met, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. We just bless you, Father. We glorify your name today, right now. We lift you up because you kept us throughout this day. You woke us up this morning. All our needs were met, and you told us in your word that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, Father God. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord. We lift you up. We thank you for our healing. We thank you for the ministries that's going forth. We thank you for every person that came on the line. Father God, deliver anyone who is brokenhearted from their brokenheartedness. Father God, you say that you are a healer and that you will heal our people, Father God, and that you will heal us. And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Now, I just pray that everyone be safe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone be safe in the name of Jesus. Good night and amen.
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 God bless you all.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Scribby right here.
good to be back. We've been through a lot in our city, in our town, you know, a lot of deaths, a lot of everything going on. The devil's been busy, but God's been busier. And I'm just glad to be back, you know, glad to be back praising God with you, you know, Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. You know, God is great. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope this will end your weekend great and start your weekday off with positivity and energy and God's blessings all around you. Once again, I'm Timothy Hunter, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley, you know. And God is good, man. I just thank you all for tuning in. I'm just grateful for being here tonight. You know, we got a new song coming in from the Apostle. It's called Show Him Love. And I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're blessed by it as I was when I listened to it. It's a great song, great artist, Apostle.
Come on, y'all. It's time to show some love. You know what, Kurt? I think you might like this. Listen.
Another victory won, another soul.
Show him love by apostle. You see, that's what good music's about. That's what praising the Lord is about. You know, I was had the pleasure of doing a gospel concert at Shiloh Baptist Church in New Rochelle for Black History Month last Sunday, and the pastor was saying that, you know, gospel music has come to a new level. You know, kids is coming out with their jeans and their boots and they praising God, you know, and giving us good music. You know, it's not like we leaving the suit and tie, but it's just, you know, music is taking a change, and, you know, you got to go with it. If, you know, God comes in different shapes, forms, and fashions. And I think it's beautiful, and, you know, soon you'll be seeing me doing a lot more shows. We got some things lined up, and you'll see the change as well, you know. God is good. We got Cheryl on the line, you know, my baby from Hartley. What's good, Cheryl?
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thank you for calling in, baby.
Yeah, I want to send a praise out to God, of course, but just to all that's been going around, and for, you know, the people just holding on and just staying strong and letting them know that God is there and that He is real. So yeah. I just wanted to do it's an old hymn. It's normally two or three people, but it's just going to be me with no music.
Right, well, you know, give us a little something, you know, don't give us the whole song.
Right, no, I'm not going to sing the whole song. Okay. The Lord has done so much for me. He's opened doors that I could not see, but I'm going to keep on searching. You know His word is true, for He's already done what He said He would do. So I'm going to sit down right now. He wakes me up on time, already done what He said He would do. He said He'd keep me alive like time, already done what He said He would do. I called him, He answered, He gave me mind. Oh, He's my shepherd, He's my, and He's with me all the time. Don't worry, I don't sweat. The Lord's never failed me yet. Keep on searching till I find the King of Me. I'm going to keep on searching. Oh, keep on searching till I find Him. Keep on searching. Oh, keep on searching till I find Him. Fix my feet so I can clap right. Fix my hands so I can shout right. He'll say, Yeah. Keep on searching till I find the King of Kings. Amen.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that. You know, I hope that people
are
blessed by that. You know, I know how your heart is and where you, what you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? How you doing, you know?
I'm okay. I'm all right. You know, just got to keep fighting and keep moving on. Can't let that monster out there stop you.
Yeah, you know, it's all, you know, we, the people that we bury in is people we know in all our lives, you know. So, you know, God is good. He woke us up today, so we give thanks for that, you know. Continue to pray and, you know, don't forget Key to Speed, y'all, you know. My brother murdered in Hartley housing last month, you know. Keep the praises in for his family. And for a job well done, soon coming, you know, just keep your faith in God, you know, and keep praying for the right thing to happen. You know, pray for his son, pray for his mother, pray for his brother, you know, and God is good, you know, have faith, you know, be still. No weapons formed against us shall prosper, you hear me? So, Cheryl, we thank you for calling in, babe. You know, we love you. God is good. You know, spread the word. Let them know what we're doing on Sundays, you know, give us a call. Sure. Okay. So this next song we're going to get into, song I like, an exclusive called Love of God by the Manhattans. Listen to this one. It's a beautiful song. Scribby right here, Hartley, Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. Sunday, We was at Shallow Baptist Church for the Black History Month benefit concert for the Angelic Voices of Praise. That's the young people's choir, and they great. I'm trying to get them in the studio with me and do this new version of a, no, I can't give you the secret, but I need them in the studio with me. So we trying to give a big shout out to Shallow Church and David Nelson and Nate. You know, the Goddess Sisters was there, Darrell Hall and Restored, crazy quiet, bunch of young kids. Oh, man, it was ridiculous. And then we had a sister from Brooklyn. Her name was Andrea Brown. Her thing is good, too. She's praising God with her music ministry. Oh, incredible. And she plays the organ. I just really had a good time. Of course, I was there, performed a couple of songs. You know, it was a good thing. God was good. You know, it was a benefit to help get the Angelic Voices of Praises performance trip to Disney World on the 4th of July. So, you know, we all came out and stepped up for the kids. And we plan on throwing a few more events to get these kids going. I'm also trying to do a little something like, you know, an event for the living, because most of the time I see a lot of my family and friends when I'm doing these funerals around the community, and, you know, it's not good. So I'm figuring we're going to try to throw something and, you know, for the living, like celebrate being alive and celebrate and praise God without having to cry and mourn. You know what I mean? Let's cry and praise God. So that's the new mission. We working on that. Please believe that in conjunction with Shallow Baptist Church. So, you know, y'all pray on that as I do. God is good. I want to shout out my moms, you know, Barbara Ann Hunter. You know, I love you, pray for you all the time. I want to wish my son, my second born, Bashan Timothy Hunter, wish him a happy birthday. Yesterday was his birthday. Young man turned 18, you know, from head to toe. I'm proud of him. You know, that's my son right there. Bye-bye. Big up to my oldest son, Timothy Hunter, out there in ATL doing his thing, going to school, staying drug-free, you know, praising God. And you know, that's all I can ask for, you know, no police action, you know, praising God and being very respectful and just striving for greatness every day. That's what I push at them. Anyway, this next song we're getting into is by my girl, my family, our girl, our family, a New Rochelle sister, Terry Small. She's great. She's a gospel singer. She blow your mind. Her gospel album is crazy. You know, y'all got to go and get that. I'm sorry I'm sitting here talking too fast and don't have the CD in front of me, but I'll have that as soon as I get back. But this next song is by my girl, Terry Smalls, called I'm Still Here. Let's give it up, y'all. Hollow, stand up.
Looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I'm still here, thinking about my life, and the things that didn't go right. Learning how to
devil say no. But then God said, let's go.
My girl Terry Smalls. The album is called Desire. If you need to get in touch with her, you can find her on Facebook. That's Terry Smalls, T-E-R-R-I-S-M-A-L-L. Terry Smalls on Facebook, and you can get in touch with her, or you can get in touch with me at Timmy Scribby Hunter on Facebook, and we will be very glad to get this album to you. You can also find it on www.SourceOfLoveRecords.com. Once again, that's my girl Terry Smalls from New Rochelle to Hollow. Stand up, Scribby right here. This next song we're getting into is called Christian Walk by Pastor Davane. I hope I said that right, but the song is called Christian Walk. Please enjoy, Scribby.
Your Christian walk on.
get you off on. Get your quick walk on. Get your quick walk on. Yeah, yeah. Everybody Christian walk. Everybody Christian walk. Everybody Christian walk. Say we're gonna do the Christian walk. Everybody Christian walk. Everybody Christian walk. Everybody Christian walk. Say we're gonna do the Christian. Everybody Christian walk.
Like that, I like that. Everybody Christian walk, I like that. You know, if you don't know, we're putting together a little album for the brother Key to Speed, you know, that was murdered in Hartley last month, 51 Winthrop Avenue. Putting a little nice album together for him, you know, got a lot of brothers coming together and sisters from 914 from Hartley. And, you know, this album's coming together crazy. I just want to thank everybody that participated in that and that's still participating. You know, we doing good. You know, we got La Chanita Gonzalez, you know, checking us out tonight. You know, that's my Nina. And we got a lot of people online. We got cousin Sharon Blunt, you know what I mean? We got my cousin Champagne, you know. Everybody's online, Jewel Max online, you know. Everybody's checking us out. My brother, Dakee Robinson, you know. Fan for life, you know what I mean? My man, Marcus Ortiz, you know. Puma, you know what it is. I even got Pastor Matthew Burke, you know, checking us out tonight. That's what it is, man. God is good. I love y'all, man. Robin Murphy, the whole crew. Street Deacon, Desert, you know. God bless y'all, man. Stay strong. Listen, the next song we're going to get into, you know, is called First Step, you know, which is a good title because that's the most important step you want to put all your focus on because the next step might be your last one, so watch your first one, you heard? Scribby right here, Crossroad Gospel. Give us a call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get on the air or just listen in from your car, from your house, wherever you at. It's possible. God is good. Scribby right here. Hartley.
Lord, no.
Give my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to this church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived. I just want to take a second, I'm going crazy.
Right.
They say the sun is out, for me it's been snowing lately.
Right.
Hunger on the race of things that used to motivate me.
Right.
And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy. Wind blowing through the window, prime time sweating, got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining, so go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it, spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong, but me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm, and it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right.
gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't rotting together. Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than Pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little for bread, but I'm entwined with the light. Cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find what you like, then you can sign with the trife. But I'm with mine for the nine. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude, they like brothers, for real.
And he put out word his own. Brother, probably swear.
I'm like probably for real with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
That was First Step by my man Sicko. That was what I'm talking about. See, you know, spreading the word of the gospel don't always have to be singing a song. You know, you could be rapping too. The gospel rap is real big. If you don't know about it, you better get online and check it out, because you're missing a whole nother world. You know, like I said, you know, they jumping out of suits and getting into jeans and button downs with bow ties. It's amazing. I'm astounded by the things that I found out about gospel rap, you know, thinking you all over the place and find out you in one corner, because when I found out about gospel rap, good thing. I salute all you gospel rappers out there. We got Sheila Banks checking in, you know, we got Brother Calvin Fisher checking in. I got my girl Lulu from Brooklyn, you know what I mean, checking in. You know, this is what it is, man. Salute to all of y'all, you know. Got Sonya Davis in the line, you know. Things is great, man. God is good, man, you know. Rest in peace, man, to all my lost ones, man, for real. Love y'all, man, you know. Big shout to Benny, you know. Rest in peace to Benny from the Hollow. Rest in peace to my cousin Ernie Smith, a.k.a. Jungle from the Hollow. Rest in peace to Keita Speed, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to Niecy from the Hollow. Rest in peace to Big Biff. You heard? Webster Avenue, stand up. Rest in peace to Steve Corsell. Rest in peace to my man Bigger, man. You know, his mom's Miss Ford. Rest in peace to Miss Ford. And rest in peace to Miss Oliver from the Hollow. We love y'all. We miss y'all. There's a whole list of other people that left here in the last few weeks. But, you know, y'all know what it is. We'll get to it. God is good. We can't cover it all, but we pray for it. You know? The next song coming up is called I Need Jesus by St. Clair. You know, don't get it twisted because I sing gospel, you know what I mean? I need Jesus too. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? We just got to keep striving for perfection, you know, whatever that means to you. God bless. Right here, I Need Jesus by St. Clair, Scribby, Crossroad Gospel Team.
I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
We need Jesus.
We need Jesus.
Everybody needs
Jesus.
Every time I turn around.
I need Jesus.
Yes,
keep on blessing me. Save me from the world, that's why he gets the best of me. Clinging to my Jesus like a woman to a pop-up over 23,000 million. Praise out the flow, and my worship through the ceiling. Anybody flow, I love a man to show. Anybody you know that get a life for your soul.
To my man Woods the Gooder, you know what I mean, from out there in Baltimore, you know what I mean. Shout out my man Trent Tucker, you know, aka Tislam Peace, you know what I mean. Want to give a shout out to my man Kyle Groom, you know what I mean. Stay strong, homie. Catch you on the touchdown. You know what it is already, Hartley. Our next song we coming up with is by Pastor AP. It's called God's in Control. Pastor AP, I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you understand God is in control. Crossroad Gospel Temple Show here, Scribby.
Listen, sometimes you feel like you can't make it. I know how it feels to be overwhelmed. Trials may come to test your patience. Hey, it may seem like he's not around. Now my brothers, that's not the answer. No, my sisters, that's not the case at all. Jesus, he knows all your problems. Trust me, he hears you when you call. I cannot tell you the future. I'm not quite sure what God's about to do. But trust me, steps in on time, he knows what's best for you. You see, my God's in control. Yes, everything he does, you know it's for a reason. Be encouraged, and I want you to know. You gotta hang on to your faith, because he said he'll never leave you. God's in control. Yes, everything he does, you know it's for a reason. Be encouraged, and I want you to know. You gotta hang on to your faith, because it's that'll always be there for you. Now don't be discouraged when trials try to get you. You gotta keep your head up, and don't you cry, because Christ knows how to turn your situations around. I tell you, he's a healer. You're broken,
He knows what to do. He'll step in on time and he will see you through. So give him your heart, let him guide your ways. Ask me how I'm certain, here's my testimony. Your boy was high on low self-esteem, feeling suicidal and smoking that green. Then one night I prayed, Lord, take this from me. Fill me with your glory, I'm running on empty.
Let me tell ya,
he took my pain and released me.
Said in his word, I'll never leave nor forsake you. I'll be right by your side.
Give a big shout out to my cousin Joe Lewis Drakeford, you know what I mean, Dallas Cowboy fan at that, you know what I mean, big cousin Champ, to my big brother Christopher Garcia, Baba, you know what I mean, to my cousin BD Grind Time, My Time, you know, check it out, you know, and to my big auntie, you know, Stephanie Oliver, you know, God bless you, Mom, my condolences to the family, we lost Big Mama Oliver. You know, she was a supreme being in the Hollow, you know. Everybody loved her. She was a leader and a mentor. And, you know, she gave us everything she has. So we salute you, Miss Oliver. We love you. Rest in peace, Mama. You know, big shouts out to my man Kim Garland and Casey Cole, you know what I mean, from Hartley. Y'all know what it do. My brother Thomas Greenwood, you know what I mean. We love y'all, man. Grand Pooba, Sadat X, you know what I mean. We love y'all, man. Thank you for participating on the Wizzo Project. You know, God is good, man. I just thank you for it, man. Once again, you know, happy birthdays to my son by Sean Timothy Hunter. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we love you, man, from head to toe. May God continue to bless you. You know what I mean? This next song we're getting into, matter of fact, hold on. I got my big brother, Beloved, on the line. Bullet, what's happening, man?
What's good, Beloved? How you?
You already know God is good, man.
Yeah, God is magnificent, isn't he?
Yeah, man. You know, I meant to tell you, man, you did a good job when you came in the studio and represented for Wizzo, a.k.a. Key to Speed, you know, on the Wizzo Project, man. Thank you, Beloved.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, man, I'm very proud of what you're doing, brother. And it's an honor to be a part of that, man. And, you know, I could just feel your strength, man. Your strength that you receiving through, you know, from God, man. You like a vessel for that, man. And, you know, you help bring some out of me I haven't used to put on tape, wax, or disc in probably close to 20 years, man. So I'm very appreciative that you was able to pull that out of me, man, because it's there, man.
Yeah, man, you know, that's what we do, man. This music is like second nature, man. You know, a lot of people don't believe, you know, we do music and praise God better than we do drugs, crime, and idiotic behavior, you know what I mean? And, you know, when you sat up here and you shed your tears, that's because, you know, you got set free, homie. You know, like, I had Rattlemans up in here in the studio today, and we was doing something on Keita's project. And, you know, it felt like he wanted to cry, you know what I mean? He came in real down, but he left with smiles on his face because, you know, that's why God give us the gift of music, man. You know what I mean? To soothe the savage beast within and around us. You know what I mean? So it's real good, man. And I love you, beloved. You already know that, man.
Yeah, brother from another for life, baby.
You heard? Like, you know, get ready, though. We're getting ready to shoot the video for that first single, Who Was Dead. You know what I mean? So you know what it is, man. God is good, and he's going to make this happen for us. You know, big shouts out to Lamont Goodman, a.k.a. Lutz. You know, big shouts out to Kasim Allah. You know, everybody that's going to pitch in on the video, you know, production half of this game. And, you know, we love y'all, man. 914 is coming together like never before, you know. And I hope somebody get heard and they give you wings and you fly like birds with this, man. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about, man. Scribby right here, man. I love you, Bullet.
Love you, beloved. Just want to shout out, rest in peace, shout out to Kevin Biff Washington, baby, Webster, man.
Yeah, Big Biff, you know, already, man. Wow, man. You know, that was like another one of our leaders from the organization, Webster, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sent them home beautifully yesterday, man.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. I'm good, man. I'm good with that, man. You know, a lot of struggles people go within when they walk in this earth, you know what I mean? So, like, if you don't have no understanding, the one understanding you have is that the big homie's at peace.
No question, man.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's just up to us to move on and continue to find that peace.
All right. Yo, it's a pleasure, man. You have an opportunity to accept my call, brother. And I'm gonna give you a call tomorrow, so maybe we could do something personal. Maybe I could get a little bit more love out of my heart, man.
Yeah, because what I need you to do is come do some voiceovers, like, you know what I mean, send some verbal word out, you know. But we're going to do that tomorrow, my G. I love you, King. Be safe.
Love you, beloved. God bless you, man.
Bless you too, man.
All right. I'll be talking to you, man. Peace to everyone listening.
Yeah, we got Dee Dee on the line. Let's get Dee Dee on real quick. What's up, babe?
Yo, what up, cuz?
What's good, BD? You all right, cuz?
Yeah.
Hey, sir.
Say that again.
I say, God bless you.
You too, you know what I mean? I just had to give you a shout-out real quick one time.
Yeah, I be knowing. I was glad to hear your voice, man. It's glad. It's my cousin, BD, right here. You know, get it right. The Cartels, man. You know, Dodie, Niecy, everybody. That's the family. Lady Jordan, that's the family. Pooh, everybody. That's my family right there, man, you know, and I give thanks for them, you know. Word up. I love you, man.
Love you, too.
You all right out there? You safe?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm at Dawn House right now.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Tell Dodie I love her, man. She don't want to get on the air?
No, she ain't here.
Okay. We'll let her know I shouted her out. You know, make sure you check in tomorrow on the hip-hop show. You know, we want to get you on to host a show or two, you know?
All right, I got you.
Word up, you know what I mean? We got to get a ladies' night thing popping, you know, that's what we're doing now.
All right, got you.
All right, baby, I love you. Thank you for calling in.
You too.
Right, bless. Yeah, God is good. You know, I can't leave the night without trying to give one up to you. You know, I've been just a little stressed out singing all day, but I'm going to try to give one up to you, you know. The Lord is my shepherd, yes. I have everything I need, yes. He allows me to rest in the meadow's grass, yes. And he walks me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, yes. And he helps me to do what pleases him the most, yes. That's why I'm safe. Y'all know I'm safe. That's why I'm safe, yes. Safe. Yeah, God bless. Scribby right here, man. Safe in his arms. And y'all need to know y'all safe. The next song we getting into is by my brother, my man, my close friend that I had the pleasure of meeting 5 years ago upon release from state prison. And his name is J.P., John Parker. Great man. Look him up on Facebook. His name is John Parker. You know, he's got good health programs for us black people, you know, for this sugar diabetes and this high blood pressure. You know, he's in the game of saving lives, and it's not going to cost you nothing. So get on your Facebook page, check him out, John Parker, you know, a.k.a. JP, you know. And he also has an album that's on iTunes, and it's called I Rock With One Name, and it's called Jesus. So that's JP, I Rock With One Name, Jesus. You know, get that CD. That's also a blessing. So without further delay, we're going to get into that one right now, and it's called God's in Control. No, I'm sorry. Forgive me, JP. It's called God Has Been Good by JP. Peace. Scribby right here. Crossroad.
Oh. So much about my past. You know that I've been in and out. You know that I've been moving fast. So many people counting me out. Never thought that I was last. No. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him. My friends have changed. Had a lot of trouble in my life. The Lord had to rearrange some things. See, He showed me who was there for me. Exposed all my enemies. Now I understand the reason for my worship and praise. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him.
I'm just passing on insight to you.
I'm just passing on inside to you. Ooh.
That's my man JP Parker, excuse me. I rock with one name, Jesus. Real good. Yo, I got Nathaniel Martin, you know, my beloved Champagne, you know, Nicole Lee, Victoria Jones, you know, everybody's on the line tonight. That's what it is, man, you know. Big shouts out to the Bracey family, to the Hollis family, you know what I mean? Big Mama Gloria Hollis, we love you. Rest in peace, Ma, you know what I mean? We can't forget Mr. Collins, you know. He probably never had your car running better until he touched it. You know what it is, man. This is people that we've known all our lives, and they leaving. God is calling on them, you know. Remember, we still haven't found the killers for Key to Speed, so hashtag Wizzo, you know. Keep putting it up on Facebook. Strength comes in numbers, you know. Hashtag Wiz. Let's get that right, man, you know. Harley Housen, stand up. I love you. My cousin Kia Jackson, I see you. You know what I mean? I see you. Get in the studio. You know God is good. The next song we're getting into is going to be a surprise. Scribby right here, Crossroad Gospel Show.
Oh,
recognize the voice or you don't remember the voice, that's a good friend of Crossroad Gospel Temple and a personal good friend of mine. That's Amar Carlisle from Tony, the world's famous R&B group, you know, but he also praises God, you know, and expresses it through his music as well. And that's a great man right there. I want a big shout out to Cindy Carew, you know, she's online, to my girl Jackie Miller, you know, 33, you heard? Scraz Belton, you know, my man from the Hollow, Roland Dixon, shouts out to Twin Terror, you know, y'all know what it is, to my man Rockwell, you know, I love you, homie, Gigolo for life, baby, you know, we got Wendy Taylor on the line, you know what I mean, what's up, Wendy, I love y'all, it might be too late for y'all to get in and call now, but you know, just check in, just holler, you know, listen to the show, be blessed to what it is, but before we go, I'm gonna give this one little acapella up for everybody in one that left, you know what I mean, Penny, Ernie, Cheetah, Niecy, Biff, Steve, Miss Ford, Miss Oliver, Miss Hollis, you know, Mr. Collins. God bless you, her Scribby right here. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yeah. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. I'm tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storms, through the night, precious Lord, lead me home. Hey, yo, big shouts out to New Road, Hartley Housing, Lorraine, Rainey Cattell. I love y'all, man. Scribby right here, Crossroad Gospel Temple Show, Hartley Housing. We love you. Hashtag Wizzo. See you next Sunday. Have a blessed week. We love y'all.
Thank you. Scribby right here.